to support New Yorkers through this COVID and financial crisis, about $500 million in food stamps are being issued to every public school student, regardless of income level or immigration status. WNYC's Matt Katz reports.
Good news for parents worried about COVID-19 and school reopenings and any related financial pressures. $420 per New York City school kid is coming your way for groceries. If you get food stamps already, this has been added to your account. If not, the city's COVID food czar, Catherine Garcia, says you'll soon get your own PEBT card in the mail. That's Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer.
It does not matter what your documentation status is. It does not matter what your income level is.
New York City is a universal free lunch district. All students get free meals at school regardless of means. So as part of a congressional COVID stimulus measure aimed at feeding kids, money was effectively earmarked for all 1.1 million of the city's students. The money doubles as an economic boost for local stores. And so Garcia says when the card comes in the mail,
please don't assume that it is a credit card company trying to sell you something. This is actually a benefit that we think will help the overall economy of the city of New York and keep people fed.
One in four New Yorkers is food insecure. But what about those who are financially secure and not facing hunger? What should they do with their $420? Marissa Finn, a food educator from the Upper East Side, has an idea. Use the card so the money doesn't get returned to the federal government, and then donate the equivalent amount to a charity that tackles hunger.
As somebody who comes from class privilege, I just wanted to get the word out in any way that I could.
So she created ShareMyPEBT.com to advise parents on how to donate. You can't just give your card to a needy neighbor. That'd be fraud. So donate the cash, but also use the card yourself, Finn says, to break down the stigma of public assistance and to get a sense of how food stamps work.
You know, people are asking me what's eligible on food stamps, and nobody with this access to wealth needed to know those things before, and it's about time that people get a little bit educated.
Finn is also working with PTAs to spread the word about redistributing the money. Matt Katz, WNYC News.